Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sun down, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America. Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and OnCommand with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Ride a Viking. That's Ride a Viking. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's kind of chat about livestock futures here to get things going this morning. And cattle and the hogs kind of have finished with a rough day yesterday.
They sure did, Dave, as we saw technical selling along with profit-taking pull the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures into triple-digit losses yesterday. Now, several contracts also traded below last week's lows. We saw cash cattle in Kansas trade at an average price of $137.96. That was up $2.53 from the previous week. We saw choice box beef yesterday down 11 cents. Select boxes down $1.21 on a total movement of 121 loads. Daily cattle slaughter estimated at 111,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 88 cents. And we also saw lean hogs trade mostly higher yesterday, but sold off late in the session. At the close yesterday, December live cattle, $1.40 lower. November feeder cattle were down $2.02. December lean hogs were 75 cents lower.
We're going to check the grain trade when we come back in just a moment. It's the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo in Louisville, Kentucky, the end of October. And it will be a huge celebration of the blue and gold. A large contingent will be coming from Oklahoma, and Ron Hayes will be covering the convention and Oklahoma FFA members from start to finish. Listen for his reports on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Read web stories on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Follow on Facebook and catch his tweets. His handle is Ron_on_Ron. Our coverage is a service of the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association, the Oklahoma FFA Association, and ITC, your energy superhighway. Welcome back, everyone. Tom, let's talk about the grains now. And wow, the wheat had a really big day yesterday.
Fantastic day for the wheat. The soybeans, on the other hand, they had double-digit losses yesterday. And as Dave said, we saw both Kansas City and Chicago wheat futures have double-digit gains. And the corn also closed positive yesterday. Now, we did not really have any earth-shattering news yesterday. Export inspections were disappointing for the wheat and corn, but better than expected for the soybeans. And China bought another 120,000 metric tons of our U.S. soybeans yesterday, but there was no earth-moving news yesterday. We did see our crop progress numbers come out. Soybean harvest now 87% done, and the corn harvest 75% complete. Winter wheat planting is 83% done, and emergence is at 62%. Now, the first of the season condition rating for the winter wheat crop came out. The good to excellent rating is 47%. It was 59% a year ago. Kansas is 41% good to excellent. A year ago was 65%. Oklahoma is at 31% good to excellent. A year ago was 52%. And Texas, 47% versus 50% a year ago. In moderate trading volume overnight, the grains have traded mixed. At the moment, December KC wheat is trading 2¾ cents lower. December corn's down a penny and a quarter. November soybeans are up 5½ cents. December cotton is 33 points higher. December crude oil is down 61 cents. December dollar index is 14 cents lower. And December Dow Jones futures down 26 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.